Okay, so before we go on to Kuf Lamed Gimel, just want to add one very interesting thing I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, we'll be on page 30. So the last thing we discussed is about the Ketores and saying Pitum HaKetores, skipping a word in the Ketores, an ingredient of the Ketores, all that type of stuff. And beautiful idea that the Rama holds, if you say something, it's as if you actually did it. So therefore, you got to be careful when you say the Ketores, because you leave out one word. It's as if you left out one of the ingredients and curtains, Chas V'Shalom. But we also mentioned a couple days before that the custom is, the Rama says, is that we say the Shir. We say the Psalm of the day, whatever you want to call it, that the Levim used to say in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning. And we discussed that, why don't we say it in the afternoon? Because the Mishnah Berurah said that the reason why we say it is because whenever there was a Nesach, there was the wine that was poured along with the Korban Tamid. You know, the Korban Tamid, one animal was brought in the morning, one in the afternoon. So the Levim, when they did the libation, so the Levim said Shir. So each day they had a different shir. So we discussed why we don't say it in the afternoon, mincha time also. We say it in the morning. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings up a very interesting idea. And especially for this show, it's very interesting. And that is, he says, that since the reason is that we say the shir shel yom commensurate to the singing of the shir when the korban tamid was brought in the morning, so then think, what happens if it's a day when there's a musaf? So in other words, Dan Shachris, Dan Musaf, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, whatever it may be. So when should you sing, according to the rationale we just said, that the shir was said when they brought the wine, they poured the wine, the nesach, for the that accompanied the korban tamid? No, because musaf was a separate korban. So you say it, Shachris is parallel to the korban tamid that was brought every day. That's what chakras is for. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, so therefore, it should be, logically, based upon the reason we just said, that you should say the shir shel yom on a day when there's a musaf after chakras. So he says, the min of Ashkenazim is not that way, or most places not that way. He says, that's the way it makes sense, logically, that you should say the shir shel yom after chakras. Because Shachris is for the Korban Tamid, and you said, and the Shir is for the libation that was brought with the Korban Tamid, so you should say the Shir Shel Yom. If there's a Musaf, that's a separate Korban, or Korbanos. That's a separate thing, so therefore you should say it after Shachris. So you might notice that this shul is different in a lot of different ways. One of the things is we're an Ashkenazi shul, but we say the Shir Shel Yom when there's a Musaf after Shachris. Right? So the reason really is, I've been told, because when my father, Shalom, started the shul, so there was a bunch of men who helped him start the shul who were from Hasidic backgrounds. So it was an Ashkenazi shul. But, you know, like certain things, you know, were so when Debbie and I came back, we asked for Doug Feinstein, certain things should we change, certain things should we keep, certain things like that. So when this came up about the Shir Shel Yom, so he said, the Shir Shel Yom, leave it, even though you say after Shachris, and usually the Ashkenazi men are, say it after Musaf, but he said, leave it. So also somebody told me an interesting story that when Rav Moshe was older, Zechus Tzadik Baracha, so he couldn't get to the yeshiva, so he used to have a minyan at home. I tell a story about that every once in a while. So somebody who was involved with that said, sometimes they said the Shir Shel Yom and Shachris, sometimes they said it after Musaf. So, you know, like, so based upon this, Aruch HaShulchan makes a lot of sense. And others, for any reason, the Ashkenazi minyan say it after Musaf. So they say Musaf. But really, the Aruch HaShulchan says it makes more sense to say it after Shachris. So sometimes I say it after Shachris. Again, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I've been told. But anyways, I thought everybody would be interested in that, because it's an idea of one of the minhagim that we have in the shul.
How come we don't say a shir for the Musaf?
Because it was only for, they only made it for the Korban Tamid. Only made it because that's the most important korban.
But isn't there a
shear
that the Levim said for the Musaf?
No, I don't think so. It was the Mishnah Berurah says it was for Hayu Omim Shira on Niske Hayayin Shel Tamid Shel Ben Arba'in. So that's what he says.
You're talking about
okay.
Shir
Hayayin. Yeah, the daily.
As
yeah.
Opposed to.
All right, we're not talking about Davar Shamori. That's different. Okay.
I thought it had to do with to make sure the stragglers would get the show before
or the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, just let's do start Kuflama base very Kuflama Gimel. Kuflama Gimel page the first half on page 30. Shas Yantav Einomrim Barchu Achar Kadosh Basra. You know, in some shuls, predominantly Ashkenaz or Hasidic shuls, at the end of davening, they say Baruch Hu at the end. So the Machaber, now this is the Machaber, says that you don't do it on Shabbos or Yontif. You don't say it at the end of davening when they said, you don't say another Baruch Hu. A Baruch Hu after the last Kaddish. So, let's do the Ramah very quickly. The Ramah says, I feel Malkum Shinagu. Lomar, but Mosachal, even places where they do say it, they say another Baruch Hu at the end of davening. Shema lohayu yechidim in Beis HaKnesses, Shamru Baruch Hu. Why do they have this custom to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening? The reason is because of, sort of like Mr. Cohen just said, there were stragglers came late through davening. Evidently, that's an age-old plague. And so they miss Baruch Hu. So this way, they'll hear Baruch Hu at the end of davening.
I thought only they said it.
Who? No, usually somebody who said Kaddish said it. Whoever was saying Kaddish. So it covered the stragglers. But, Mikol Makom Shavus Yontov, Ein Lo Omer, but in Shavus Yontov you don't say it. Why? Da'a Kol Ba Ein Lo Beis HaKnesses Kor Baruch Hu, because everybody comes on time on Shavus and Yontov, of course. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah asks, well, I'm sure you're all thinking. Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, and if it happened to be that someone was late, still mikol makom istama kvar shama baruch hu me'al olam l'torah. Still, they at least they got a baruch hu in from one of the aliyahs. In fact, I don't remember where I saw it, the Mishnah Berurah somewhere, but maybe in the Mishnah even, that one of the reasons we have seven aliyahs on Shabbos as if you miss Baruch Hu every day of the week. So you can recover that. I don't go around town saying, oh, Rabbi Summer said you could miss Baruch Hu every day and just hear, you know. We're just talking about, you know, this syndrome that you guys were alluding to that, yeah? So again, that's something interesting. Okay, Meretz Hashem, Bli Neder, tomorrow we'll pick this up, Kovam Adal. Bli Neder.